Do you run or do you work in a spirited business? According to Georgiane Lamont, author of the book Spirited Business, any business that is fully alive, that's relevant to the age we live in, and where people can live out their values and bring all of themselves to work, can claim the title of spirited.
It can be a tire distributor, a warehouse, a sales room, multinational, engineers, R&D, whatever. Any business can do it. And it doesn't just need to be a business. It can be any organisation, like an old people's home, a hospital, a prison. Yes, any workplace.
And what do you think the benefits of being a spirited business are?
Oh, they're enormous. In terms of for the human being, for the person working there, it means their work is fulfilling. It means they enjoy their work. It means they can learn and grow and develop and become who they're meant to be. So for them as people, it's great. It means they go home from work having had a good day. So it's good for their families too. It makes a big difference for their families. For the business, the impact is almost immeasurable. But in fact, it is measurable. The engagement goes up. And where engagement goes up, the turnover is going to go up about 19%. All the research has shown that. Where the engagement is low, it goes down by over 30%. And in the UK, full engagement is only at about 14%. So can you imagine the impact on the bottom line? It's vast. Absenteeism research 2 years ago showed over £1 billion is lost in terms of absenteeism and sickness. And research again shows that 60% of absenteeism and sickness is actually stress related. So the cost to a business is vast. And if I take a business like a small distributor we had, where customer satisfaction was vital, if you've got high levels of absenteeism, you're not going to be able to deliver quality to your customer. So it makes a big impact in terms of engagement, your revenue, your productivity, your customer delight, and the fact that you become a company that people say, wow, that's a company I want to work for, or that's a company I want to work with. All the companies that I've explored that are truly spirited, really alive, are successful. And those that deny this aspect of what we need as human beings tend to be pretty turgid, half dead, their engagement is poor, and so their productivity is poor. So for me, it just makes absolutely perfect business sense. I do it because I really am passionate about people. But in business terms, it makes such a lot of sense. And we see businesses double and treble their profits.
Do you think it makes a difference as well if you work for, say, something like a charity where you really believe in it? Because sometimes people work for those kinds of organisations because they're passionate about the subject, the campaign or whatever, and they're willing to put up with maybe a little bit less money, a little bit less, I don't know, spirit, if you like. Is that true?
Well, I think every organisation needs to pay attention to this. And I don't think that charities are immune from soul-destroying practices, because what we're talking about here is your workplace going to be soul-destroying or is it going to be soul-friendly? Good for life. Charities can be some of the worst, you know. I've worked in charities for well over 10 years, and there can be a whole lot of suppressed conflict, suppressed aspirations, and they're not necessarily the most soul-friendly. They may have lots of values and lots of vision, but there's more to it than that. It's really understanding what makes people tick and how to enable that to come out and work together as a community so that you get the most delicious synergy and creativity that's possible. Some charities can be quite self-righteous. They think they know they've got all the answers. They still work in old-fashioned ways. You know, so I think they've still got lots to learn from what soul-friendly businesses are doing.
Is this sort of being a soul-friendly business really about the management of the people? So in a sense, you really need to have really good managers to do that.
It's about leadership largely, and it's tremendous if the CEO or MD is on board and leading. We can go much faster and it will develop much more profoundly and sustainably. But I've worked in companies where the MD simply doesn't get it, and you can still make very, very significant change. And any one individual can go in and begin to transform that workplace.
So it's more about transforming the people than it is about, I don't know, painting the wall yellow and putting a nice carpet down.
Well, it does start with the transformation of the people. It's about people getting in touch with their inner resources and who they really are and being able to express that and bring that to work. But it will also, it will involve the colour in the environment. Yes, we worked in an old people's home. It turned out the walls were all sort of soggy green. And actually one old lady felt positively sick at that colour. And it was about taking in really radiant, beautiful colours that were right for the people who were there. So it does involve the external environment. But it's not just about external environment. It does involve management practice. It does involve changes in leadership practice. It's systemic as well as individual.
That's Georgiane Lamont. Her book, Spirited Business, is published by Hodder & Stoughton.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.